Welcome to Upstream. I'm Joy Toll, a chaplain with the River Radio Ministries, and on air or here on this podcast, we will journey together with Jesus as our guide, navigating against life's tide. My guest on this episode is Dr. Bob Paul with Focus on the Family, and we're going to talk through some great resources Focus has available for marriages in crisis, the biggest problems most marriages face, what couples can do to strengthen their marriage and create a healthy relationship. Now, let's go upstream with Dr. Paul.
I know that you've written several, five books, I believe, The DNA of Relationships with Drs. Smalley, Relationships for Couples, Nine Lies That Will Destroy Your Marriage, and The Truth That Will Save It and Set It Free, also with Dr. Smalley, and then finally, Ever After. I know you have a fairly recent book called Restoring Hope, An Integrative Approach to Marital Therapy, and you've written that with Dr. Burby and Dr. Arnzen, and I know that it is geared toward professional therapists and pastors, however, and lay counselors as well. In our work as chaplains, one of the things that we encounter with such frequency, and it's kind of an alarming frequency, is people that call or that we are talking to that their marriage is in crisis. And so I think one of the things that I want to find out from you is if you can, as a side, lots of times we'll refer people to focus on the Family because you guys have so many wonderful resources. But if you could tell us a little bit about what Focus on the Family does and what that organization does and how it helps with marriages, I would greatly appreciate hearing that.
Okay, great. So now the Focus on the Family is pretty broad.
Yeah.
It's a big organization. We do a lot of things. We really started off in the area of parenting.
Right.
And James Dobson, of course, was known for his work in the parenting area and with kids.
Yeah.
But also did a lot around marriage. So we've also got we expanded because our president now, Jim Daly, really believes that at the heart of the family is the marriage, and that needs to be done well. So we deal with that. We deal with a lot of social issues. We deal with advocacy for life, so pro-life and foster care and adoption and all those kind of things. We do a lot with that. So there's a bunch of different things that we have going on, publications, radio programs, and things like that.
Okay.
In marriage, we have been very focused for a while in three particular areas. Prepare couples to do marriage well. Strengthen for couples that are doing basically reasonably good and just want to do better. And then save for couples in crisis.
Yeah.
And I've been most focused in the save area.
Okay.
I started a program with Greg Smalley, almost 25 years ago now. That we call Hope Restored, and it's an intensive therapy program for couples in crisis. And we've now been around for, 25 years. We've seen over 13,000 couples from all over the world and have an incredible success rate. So that's been the program that I've been involved in. We've got now 5 locations in the U.S. and 3 in Canada, and I'm thinking we're close to 100 therapists now.
Okay.
So we have quite an active role in working with couples who are struggling and by God's grace have found some methods that have been extremely successful and effective.
So you talked about Hope Restored and how you were basically part of founding that group, correct? That part of the organization?
That's correct, yes.
So you talked about it, and I think you mentioned the word intensive.
Yes.
That you have intensives. Can you explain what that is a little bit? Because this would be a great resource for marriages that are in crisis.
I was in private practice for quite a number of years. And one of the biggest frustrations in trying to do marriage counseling in the normal structure is that, you have if you're lucky, a good hour. And the first thing you do is you kind of catch up for what happened since you last saw your therapist. And then you've got 20, 25 minutes to really delve into stuff. And then you got to kind of package it back together because you can't afford to have people walking out a raw, exposed nerve.
Right.
And then they come back and the stuff between last week and this week that occurred just, makes it hard to feel like you're making progress.
Yeah.
So we developed an intensive program that basically works 3 to 5 days. The average is 4 days, bell to bell. People come in, we take care of them on one of our properties, and we cater to them and feed them and give them great, beautiful lodging. But then we work basically from 9 to 5 day after day, which is not your normal therapy setting, but
right.
It enables us to get to the heart of stuff. Plus in normal, you know, because when you're dealing with marriage counseling, you're dealing with his issues, her issues, and their issues.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an awful lot to try and manage in a very short period of time. So this gives us a chance to really get to the heart of what's going on, really uncover the core issues, and then help people to see, you know, what they're tripping over and have some ideas for how to go forward differently so that they can create a relationship that they're both really satisfied with and really enjoy.
Now, from what I understand, a little bit of the research that was done, Focus on Families helped over 140,000 marriages in like the past year or so. And you talked about the success rate being great, but what do you tell people, or how do you help them when they think there's no hope for their marriage? Because we get that a lot, and we kind of wring our hands. We send them to Focus on the Family. We try to hook them up with counselors, but it's scary because you know, your heart is to help them. So what do you tell?
Well, okay. So we're dealing with mostly believers, thankfully.
Okay.
We're not exclusively in that camp, but we are working with mostly Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do know and what we can share with somebody who's struggling to find any hope, because I know a lot of times people are in situations that look and feel completely hopeless, is that, first of all, our Lord is committed to them and to their success.
Mm.
He really wants them to have a great marriage, and not just put up with, not just to endure, but really to be blessed, because, you know, in Genesis, it really does clearly say that we are blessed in order to be a blessing. So the idea, you know, we claim as Christians that we have kind of the angle on how to get yourself to a good place and be blessed. And we have the possibility of being providing hope to the world by having experienced it. So we know that God really wants that. So what we've found is that people who are struggling generally inadvertently have placed things between themselves and the Lord, so they can't receive that blessing. They don't realize that they've got that going on. So one of the things we help them to do is uncover them. And then once they see it, if they want to move it out of the way, we'll help them move it out of the way, so they have an unhindered access to all the blessings that God wants to pour on them. And it's amazing how powerful that is when people can see the things they're tripping over that they frequently couldn't see. And also, like when we wrote Nine Lies, to see the things that they have been taught by well-meaning people that can't work, so that they can actually get in line with strategies to do their marriage that actually set them up to succeed.
Yeah.
It's amazing what can happen.
So what do you feel is the biggest problem most marriages face, and how do you think they should cope with that, with whatever issue it is that is, you know, the big giant in the room?
Well, I think there's probably, as you asked that, I think there's probably two things that jump into mind. One is that many people haven't really thought through what it takes to create and maintain a good marriage. And I know I was in that camp. So I get married to my wife, and I put a lot of effort into getting to know her, into dating her, into really, you know, investing in us. And then we get married, and I'm going, okay, so now what am I supposed to do?
The work is done, right?
I got to go do, you know, I got to create a career, and I've got to support what will become our family. And I've got to, you know, I've got a bunch of other stuff to do. And so does she. And you kind of put the marriage on autopilot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the reality is that great marriages, like a good garden, you can't just throw your seeds out in the yard and hope that something, you know, grows and grows well and productively. You got to tend to the ground. You got to water, you got to weed, you got to do all that kind of stuff to make sure that the garden is growing well. Well, a marriage is just like that. You got to tend to it. You got to invest in it. You got to put the time into mm-hmm. it. And that's what made the dating go well. That's the only thing that'll keep the marriage going well. So that would be the first one.
Okay.
And then secondly, I think that people, I know that when I met my wife, Jenny, I was absolutely enthralled by all of the differences between she and me. She was just fascinating because she was like nobody else I'd ever met before. And it's interesting how those same things that you find fascinating initially can become a full-blown irritant.
Yeah.
When you're, you know, it's like, why do you do it that way? And why do you think like right. that? You know, and it becomes really challenging. And what happens is when our differences bump, we begin to see our differences as a problem to overcome. And, you know, they were, truthfully, they were created by God purposefully and intentionally.
Yeah.
And they're really, that differences in marriage are never actually the problem. It's not knowing how to work with those differences and value them adequately.
Right.
So what happens is we get into conflict and we start to square off. We either avoid and just walk away, or we just get into full-blown conflict. And the truth of the matter is that the moment you see your spouse as the enemy, as the adversary, and square off as adversaries, the game's over, because by God's design, marriage is a team sport. And when you're on the same team, there's only two possible outcomes. You both win or you both lose. There's really no such thing as a win-lose outcome in marriage ever.
Right, right.
Yeah. So those are the two things I think that you know, it plays right into Satan's hands when, you know, we square off as adversaries and we go at it with each other. They're having a party in hell at our expense.
Yeah. We tend to only see the bad after a while. You get blinded to all of the things that are good about them, and all you think about is the bad. So I hear that clearly. Now, what is the most important thing couples can do, or a husband or a wife could do on a regular basis to strengthen their spouse, support their spouse, and ultimately strengthen the marriage?
I think it's really to be true to themselves and to their spouse. And one of the things that, unfortunately for many of us, our culture has done a good job of trying to convince us, and especially men, is that feelings, especially the more vulnerable feelings, are the enemy that need to be overcome. But the reality is what our hearts really long for is a deep, intimate connection with our spouse. I mean, we were created to have a longing for that. And that is an open heart to open heart connection. There is, you know, if all you ever do is deal with business and the business of life and the business of family, your relationship begins over time to feel like a business like partnership. You feel like roommates and
transactional.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you don't know why, because you maybe are even doing that while you don't know why you feel so distant and so dissatisfied. But it's because you're longing for a deep, intimate connection. And the truth of the matter is that feelings are the substance of that. So what we recommend that couples do, and we found research actually to promote this, that if couples can spend literally 10 minutes a day talking about things that have some emotional significance, you know, hopes and dreams, you know, feelings, disappointments, difficulties, things that they're excited about and pleased about, any of those kind of things, literally 10 minutes a day. We're not talking 10 hours. We're not talking about, you know, as much as I love a date night, we're not talking about just, you know, several hours out once a week. We're talking about 10 minutes a day. It really does help people create that bond. And, you know, obviously you want more than that, but that at a minimum, we found to have tremendous benefit in helping couples get connected and stay connected.
That in and of itself, I think, creates a lot of vulnerability on both sides. How do you help couples overcome that? I'm afraid I'm going to get wounded. I don't want to share this. I don't even know what my feelings are. How do you, this is probably more common on the husband's side of the family, the husband's side of the relationship, where, you know, they've always been tough and they hide their feelings and they don't talk about their fears because they think it's going to let their wife down or it's going to create, you know.
That's what we've been taught.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah, I mean that's what we've been taught it takes to be a man.
Right.
Well, it's a great question. The thing that we want couples to focus on creating in the relationship is sadly not something that most people have put at the center of their relational target. Most people in trying to get connected are going to focus on how do we create more intimacy or how do we get me or my spouse more open, which makes sense mm-hmm. on some level, but it's the wrong target to be shooting at. What we want people to realize is that focusing intently on creating safety and security, not just physical safety and security, because obviously that's critically important. Your body needs to be protected and respected, but mental safety, where you can share ideas without concern about being criticized or put down. Spiritual safety, where you can pray together and be in God's presence together. And last, but by far means not least, emotional safety, where it's where you can share your feelings, even if they're irrational, even if they're off the wall. I mean, feelings by definition are non-rational. They are they're emotional.
Right.
So to be able to share that where you don't have to worry that you're going to be put down or told your feelings are stupid or you shouldn't feel that way, which isn't safe. But when people feel truly supremely safe in all of those areas and you make that the job for both you and your spouse, it's amazing how easy it is to relax and open your heart and then connect because, you have no reason not to, but that doesn't happen by accident. That safety has to be intentionally attended to and created for both people for that environment to occur.
That has to take time, sure. Creating that trust, yeah. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Great. Just one last question, if you have a little bit of time. What can you tell us about focus on the family that people would be surprised to learn or that you think couples should know and maybe they don't?
That's good too. You know, a focus is a pretty impressive organization.
Yeah.
We've been around for 45 years. Back in the 80s when Jenny and I started, growing a family, we got turned on to focus on the family. And there were moments where it was like, oh my gosh, we need help trying to figure this craziness out. I mean, raising kids, it's challenging. So we leaned into focus and it was a godsend for us. So the fact that I get to serve as an executive at Focus is amazing to me because. Mm. I've only been a part of Focus directly for the last 10 years.
Okay. I was going to ask you that. So you answered my question. Good.
We merged with Focus. We were the National Institute of Marriage that we merged with Focus in 2014.
Okay.
But Focus is amazing in that it's global. I mean, we have offices all around the world. And what's kind of cool is to see what's happening around the world and the way God is using this ministry to take the gospel into places that would not naturally have access to it. For instance, we're in several regions and countries where Christianity is not endorsed and maybe even looked down upon.
Mm.
But it's interesting that government officials will come to the leaders of our organizations in those regions. Maybe it's mainly Muslim or Buddhist or Hindu or something like that. They will come to our leaders because they recognize that families, the healthy families, are the key to their culture being successful, and their families are struggling and they don't know what to do, and they're hoping focus on the family might have some ideas. And they literally come to us even though we're Christian, and they ask for our ideas and our assistance. And it's enabling us to continue to have impact around the world. And that really is what we're about. We're really about healthy families. So today we're talking mostly about healthy marriages.
Right.
But we want the relationship with the kids to be great and the kids to thrive.
Right.
And we want life around the world to be honored in the way that it was designed by God to be honored.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love the people who are anti-Christian now have labeled us among other Christian organizations as haters. And I'm telling you, I know the people at Focus and we are anything other than a hate organization.
Right.
We're a group that loves people, all people,
right.
Because God created them And we want, and we love family, and we want to do everything we can to help families thrive.
Well, it has been so great to talk with you, and I hope we can have a conversation with you later on. But thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
It is my pleasure. Thanks for what you're doing.
God bless. Bye-bye.
If you or someone you love is struggling in their marriage and need help, I want to encourage you to get connected to our chaplain team here at The River. We can pray with you, share helpful resources, and encourage you with a reminder that God is committed to your marriage and its success. To reach a chaplain, visit riverradio.com and click on Connect.